Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Rory McIlroy has won the Masters for the second consecutive year after a dramatic final day at Augusta.
And also, I want to thank, my mum and dad. They weren't here last year to celebrate with us. And surprisingly, I had to convince them to come this year because they thought that the reason that I won was because they weren't here. So I'm glad that we proved that wrong. But mum and dad, I owe everything to you. You are you're the most wonderful parents, and if I can be half the parent to Poppy as you were to me, then I know I've done a good job. Thank you.
He always speaks so fondly and so emotionally when he's chatting about his folks. If you were watching last night, if you stayed up, we want to hear from you today. 1800 453 106, that is the number. Our own reporter Sarah Madden, though, she's up in Hollywood. She was there to meet his fans.
And we're feeling on top of the world, yeah. Rory is number one.
Absolutely amazing. Oh my God. We've known him from he was wee, and oh my goodness, I am so pleased for his mum and dad, Rosie and Jerry. They've put so much into him, supported him every way. Oh, this is just outstanding. I can't tell you. I'm absolutely buzzing. It's brilliant.
Anyone who plays golf will look up to him. It's absolutely great. It's great for the school community, and it's really inspiring the rest of the school and future generations as well. So,
a bank holiday for 2 or 3 days.
That's what's in order.
Look at the pictures up there. It's just beyond all expectations. It's phenomenal for Irish golf. I'm elated.
And do you think there'll be a big homecoming for him as well?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, the Rory McIlroy bank holiday. I love it. Of course, fans of Rory McIlroy's chatting to our own reporter there, Sarah Madden. Presenter of Golf Weekly here on Off the Ball, Fionn Davenport is with me on the line today because, Fionn, after a worrying day on Saturday, he held his nerve to retain the green jacket. Where does this, though, rank amongst his achievements?
Hi, Andrea. Where does it rank? It's in, I think, in the pantheon of golfing achievements. It's well up there with anybody's achievement. For Rory McIlroy, I think last year was probably the harder hurdle to overcome in terms of this, this long, long gap between majors. To repeat, he joins, just three other golfers, Nicklaus, Faldo and Tiger Woods, to repeat at the Masters. But to consider that you have such a long gap between majors and then to win two, I think puts this as one of the greatest accomplishments in sport, never mind just golf.
How was his performance in this competition?
He played quite well the first 2 days. Obviously, he built up this 6-shot lead on Saturday or by Friday night. And then Saturday didn't play that well, really. He played okay. And this is given that he, by his own admission, came into the tournament not really having his best stuff. Like, he wasn't driving it as well as he usually does. And then on Saturday, his irons were really not, were going awry. Like, he was hitting a lot of these pull shots. So he went to the range on Saturday evening with his caddy, Harry Diamond, and seemed within half an hour to find the fix, and then went out yesterday and played really, really solid in what arguably were the toughest conditions of the 4 days. There was a swirling wind. He had a couple of bobbles early on. He had a horrible double on four. But then kind of by the time he got to the 12th tee, so, just halfway through the round, all of a sudden it's like he hit a beautiful shot on 12, and then from thereafter it felt like nothing or nobody was going to touch him.
What does that say about his sportsmanship and like his nerve as well, that he could even hold that?
I'm literally 12 hours, or not even 12 hours after he sank the winning putt. And I'm still trying to process what this means. And given I've been following Rory McIlroy for the last 17 years, since he first emerged onto the scene as a young pro, his maturity, his level of understanding both of the challenge in front of him, of his own limitations, of his own extraordinary ability, of his own genius, and the ability to translate all of that, the pressures that he's felt. You know, it's the world that has, since he was a little kid, has put the weight of expectation on him. Like all of these things, and to be able to translate that and interpret it and turn it into what he did yesterday, to me is the sign of not just an extraordinary sports person, but like just an extraordinary person in general. I think it's a remarkable accomplishment.
There's something very likable about him, Fionn, isn't there? You know, even like I'm not a major golf fan. However, Augusta is something that I think even for the non-golf supporters, there's something about that competition. And like over the last few days, you find yourself, you know, looking at it, watching different bits, following different people on social media. There's something about the event itself that it has mass appeal. And there's something about Rory McIlroy that I find very appealing. Like when he talks about the fact that, as he said himself, I was just a kid with a dream, how emotional he gets when he spoke about his parents in the aftermath yesterday as well. Like, I think because he speaks so frankly and so honestly, there's something just so likable about him.
There absolutely is. I mean, Rory is one, he's one of the few golfers, and literally it's a list of that could fit into your hand, of golfers who are both articulate but also giving of themselves in interview. And Rory has never shied away from telling you exactly what was on his mind or how he felt about things, which of course is catnip to journalists and the media, but it really does make him an intensely relatable superstar. And you know, and oftentimes superstars just aren't relatable. But, and look, we were lucky enough to interview him just ahead of the Irish Open last year at Golf Weekly. And again, I asked him a question about like the Masters, and he answers questions in the most human way you could possibly imagine. And look, we're blessed in this country. We have two golfers who are just extraordinarily gifted at talking to people, and that's Rory McIlroy and Padraig Harrington. But Rory, just all of his career, has always sat on the dais. He's been asked questions and has always answered them with like really expansive answers, which I think is just, as you said, like makes him a very likable figure. In terms of Augusta, look, Augusta is the event. It's the only one of the four majors that's played in the same location every year. Mm. So fans get to know it year after year after year. And it is the marquee event of the golfing calendar. So for him to win back to back, oh, listen, it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm sure for Irish fans that were maybe lucky enough to be there and to watch Rory McIlroy's victory yesterday, it really is the kind of the topping off, isn't it, of just what might be a wonderful or remarkable holiday for them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like the idea, like I'll be honest, like even to win it, what he did last year was an extraordinary thing, because it's at his 17th time of asking. And really, frankly, lots of people had given up on him ever really kind of getting over that hurdle and being able to win the Grand Slam. To do it again this year in face of real challenge, I don't really have the words to describe how amazing it is. So to be there and watch it happen must have been like I'd say it'll be stuff that'll live in the memory for the rest of people's
Absolutely.
Lives.
Absolutely. 1800 453 106. We want to hear from golf fans today on the programme. Fionn Davenport. Fionn, thanks a million for joining us here for the moment.
Thanks, Andrew.
David O'Donovan is the general manager with County Sligo Golf Club. David, I'm sure you were absolutely thrilled watching last night. Ross's point means an awful lot to Rory McIlroy, and I'm sure vice versa.
Oh, that's for sure, Andre. Yeah, I suppose, look, to watch Rory last night doing, you know, what he did after his achievements in 2025 is unbelievable. I suppose we're 20 years on from Rory's second victory in the West of Ireland. So I suppose it's kind of unique for us. He won his first West of Ireland in 2005, and then he goes wins his first US Masters in 2025. And then he repeats the process again last night, which is unbelievable.
It's absolutely fantastic. Where were you watching?
I watched it at home last night. Myself and my daughter, who's an avid golf fan, Alva, two of us watched it there until the very end, and we were just delighted with, you know, he struggled with the game earlier on, and it was very, very tough conditions, and kind of he came back to the pack a little bit, and the pack kind of attacked, you know, came back at him. But, you know, as Fionn said there a few minutes ago, once he hit that shot into 12 and then hold the putt on 13, I think kind of that was the icing on the cake. It just gave him that little bit of confidence and the little bit of determination to go on and put on that green jacket again, which he did so well.
Were you confident then, you were, that he'd get the job done?
I was. Look, in fairness, he played such good golf for the first couple of days. Okay, he struggled a little bit off the tee, and his irons were a bit kind of awry. But in fairness to him, you know, he just has that steely determination. And, like, you know, when he came to County Sligo Golf Club as a 15-year-old and teed it up in the west of Ireland, he was just that unique talent. And he went out there and just won the west of Ireland at 15, then followed again in 2006 as a 16-year-old. And I think, you know, the whole nation is so proud of him, and he does so much for golf. I think, especially for junior golfers within the country, they're just in awe of him, and they just love getting out and watching him. And, you know, I'd say there were kids and adults all over the country glued to him last night, watching him, you know, put on that second green jacket.
Yeah, my Instagram account last night, David, was just full of people watching Rory McIlroy and, you know, their own little home celebrations in their sitting rooms. It was great to see. Anne-Marie Kennedy is a high-performance psychologist. Anne-Marie is joining us here, David, as well. You know, like, just from that competitive perspective, Anne-Marie, how do you get your head, you know, to bounce back when he was having a difficult day initially on Saturday?
Yeah, hi, Andrea. Hi, Dave. Yeah, I mean, it was remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. And I think what we saw from Rory this weekend is an athlete who has developed a skillful relationship with pressure now. You know, I suppose his composure in these majors, and especially at the Masters, has always been questioned. And I think his ability to bounce back and recover from some of the setbacks that he experienced is a testament to the composure skills that he has developed over the past year or so. You know, the stress hormones that just flood the system when you have a setback at a hole, and, you know, it can completely derail your whole system. It turns off the prefrontal cortex, which is what we need to play golf, which is our decision making, our logic, our focus, our attention, our ability to plan and prioritize, all of these really high cognitive skills. Rory has always found kind of those pressure moments very difficult to handle in the past. And I think we're seeing now a very mature Rory, and we're looking at somebody who is very confident in those psychological skills that he has developed, and he has worked really hard on them. You know, he has been working with Bob Rotella for years on trying to handle the mental game and the psychological skills that he needs to recover from shots that don't go his way, or the setbacks that he has in a round.
If you were in his backroom team there now over the weekend, Anne-Marie, what would you have said to him?
Well, I would have said, you know, I think he came into the tournament with a completely different perspective, and that helped. I suppose it shows the big difference between needing to win and wanting to win. And I think we're looking at a Rory now who wants to win, and his identity is no longer kind of tied into the needing to win. So I think that from the start really helped kind of back up his composure. But I would have said to him, you know, and he has come out and said that he was playing with trust. He was trusting his game, and he was able to relax because the need to win wasn't that great. He wanted to win. And that's a huge shift psychologically.
Yeah. Where does he go from here, David?
Look, I think this is just he's just on a road now, in fairness to him, for the Masters. I think he has he could win five or six in a row. He's got that talent. He's now, as Anne-Marie said there, now he doesn't let the bad shots get to him. And I think that was the key part. If you watched him last night, when if he did hit a bad shot or made a mistake, it never got to him. And he just got on with the next hole. He played every hole as a new hole. And he made it so easy for himself because he didn't get upset with it. So I think, you know, he's got a chance now again of, he's got three more majors this year. Yeah, like, where does he stop? It's a very good question. I think he's got the talent to win as many as Tiger and Jack have. I think the part of it is, how many does he really want? I think that's the question he's to ask himself. I think, you know, he loved winning in Ireland, and he comes back to Ireland every year, and he's so passionate about playing in an Irish Open, you know. And I suppose that's part of it for him is, where do I go next? What tournament? And it was very interesting what he said. He didn't like the three tournaments in advance of the Masters. So, you know, he was dropping Poppy to school in the morning and flying up on a private jet to practice in Augusta. And I think that stood to him as the few days went on. And I think that's key to the whole preparation. Well, it's what it's all about.
It's lovely to be able to talk about some positive news here today on the programme. David O'Donovan, Anne-Marie Kennedy, Fionn Davenport, thanks a million for joining us. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.